Rich just said that he's starting to smell like his dad, and it's concerning him, right?
Huh.
Mainly in the bathroom department, let's be honest. Like it's you know, the fetid dad stench that kind of just follows dad around, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean. And yeah, it's emphasized in the bathroom, shall we say, but it's definitely present elsewhere.
You also said like you haven't been drinking. So
hypothesis is that by not drinking, I'm starting to smell like my dad. So maybe I need to start drinking again.
So you have a baseline family smell.
I think so. And that might be what's happening here. We've got a,
That's probably true.
The gut department smells accurate.
Genetics works with a lot of different things. I'm guessing bathroom stench is one of them.
Well, my internal biome's probably been.
I've got something even more specific, is that where I used to sleep in my house growing up was next to the bathroom. And I find myself waking up in the morning doing my morning piss, and my farts in the morning sound exactly like my dad's did every single morning. And that's always like, wow, all right. That's what you pass on.
But I think it's weird that we don't think we're going to smell like him. Like, why is it a surprise?
It's so specific. We're talking like to the molecular level. Like, it just smells like dad has a very distinct odor about him.
Maybe
and
it's just
it's like,
age.
Oh my God. And it's just. Maybe it is, but I'm just trying to, and this is the thing I'm trying to come up with. The hypothesis is no drinking, and all of a sudden this has come on. It could be an age thing. Maybe there's some kind of something else going on in the background. Like, I don't know, can you smell cancer? I know Dad doesn't have cancer, but maybe, like, you know, yeah, maybe he doesn't.
I mean,
know
dogs
that.
Apparently can.
I'm going to throw
dogs
that.
Dogs have been known.
I'm going to throw that question out to the listeners. Listeners,
I was going to ask,
reach out.
Hoping Justine was going to be in.
Right, but you might remember me talking, I don't know how many episodes ago it was now, about me doing a fart and being nostalgic, because it just took me straight back to my dad fart waft.
Dad waft,
I don't think it's a surprise. I think we're there now.
Ah, see, it's disturbed the shit out of me. I can't. It's not a pleasant nostalgia. It's disturbing. I don't like it. I want it to stop.
Fair enough. That is fair enough. Is there a word for unpleasant nostalgia? Because nostalgia is a, what is a?
Neuralgia. No, that's a.
It's Greek from the pain from an old wound or something. So I don't know.
Is that a tautology?
Worstalgia.
Are we just getting the data wrong?
Yeah. Is poostalgia
all right,
a thing?
So
anyway.
This is the year of the crank. So is that what you're cranky about at the moment, smelling like your dad?
That's part of what's pissing me off.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm cranky about. Bread ties.
Oh.
Right? You open a loaf of bread. Half the time the tie just disappears completely, instantly. Where do those fuckers go?
Right.
Yeah. You open a loaf of bread on the bench. Half the time I go, where the fuck did that bread tie just go? I don't like it. I think that's what we're going to do. Just end every whinge with, I don't like it.
I don't like it. Well, I'll add to your crank by saying I know where the bread ties are all the time, because my children have a habit of just leaving it next to the bread. It's always there, just next to the bread. It's not attached.
And leaving the bag.
No, they don't use it. No, they don't use it. It's just I know where it is.
Shut.
Oh, there's a bread tie. All right. Sometimes it's not twisted shut. So yesterday they were, there's mold on this bread. And I go, I bet you there's mold on the outside bit. Because you left the bag open. This is a bread tie. How does it work?
Well, I think immediately a PSA comes to mind that we, Dad Pants, which is just, you know, obviously to the tune of Twist and Shout. Twist and shut. The fuck of the fucking bread loaf now. Yeah.
Yep. I don't like that. I don't.
No. What do you got, Matt Yangry?
Nah, I've been on holidays for 2 weeks, so no. I went back to work
today. Well,
that
today. Makes I don't like that. You don't like that.
I don't like that. Went back to work today, and it's painfully clear. Like, I'm just a much nicer person when I'm not at work. Like around the house, I'm just whistling away throughout the day. I've got time to do everything, and then work today. I come home, God, just. Why isn't everything done? It's not Nothing's done.
Rich and I are over work as well. We're talking about starting businesses before you came on, so maybe we just all
red tie business,
start our own little businesses. Sorry, yeah. Just bread ties.
Bread tie, yeah.
Bread tie
with a chain on that you stick onto the bag. So
bread tie with a chain, perfect.
Ode to Dad perfume.
Well, yeah,
everything smells like Dad's fart, circa 1987.
Well, here's something. You said you weren't drinking and you smell like your dad. Maybe you need to try this stuff. Beer soap.
Oh.
I got this for Christmas. And it smells quite pleasant. Doesn't smell like beer, but it smells like something.
Why is it called beer soap? I saw some the other day and I was like, who the hell wants to... Oh, no, it was shower gel or something. And I was like, who wants to smell like beer in the shower? But obviously, it's just a marketing ploy.
There is quite a prominent Reddit community of shower beers, which you may
shower
or may
beers
not
is
down the path of, but yeah,
shower
it's,
beers
it's different
is
from beer
different,
soap. Yes,
to,
indeed.
Unless you just, you know, pour the dregs on you at the end of the shower.
It's Dad Pants. We're missing a pants panel member. We go having a bit of family health things, so we wish extended Wigginses well and etc. But Rich is here. Hey, Rich.
G'day. How we doing, everyone?
And Matt is here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi. I'm just excited to be potting. Sorry. Sue me.
Pot on.
Got some dadmin to cover here, just some bits and bobs to get us going, a few updates, you know, that's what we like to do. And last year in the Dads Are A Bit Weird episode, you might remember me saying that I've got several dozen nicknames for my son Dylan that he doesn't like. I just thought I'd update you on a few of the recent ones. So the Dillyad, that's one of the nice. Recent ones, just getting a bit of literature
yeah,
in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
And I started saying, hey, handsome, to him.
Yeah.
When he comes in, which turned into Hando, which turned into Hando Calrissian. And he really doesn't like that. And I don't know why, but yeah, so that's where we're at.
I got to say, he's sounding very un-Australian. How can you dispute a nickname of such pedigree?
No.
When your nickname has a pedigree of at least kind of three steps, someone's put some effort in. You should appreciate that.
If your nickname's evolved, then that's the key. Yeah.
Well, you're both teachers. You tell me. I have a theory that pretty much anyone under 20 doesn't really have any kind of particularly Australian national identity about them. What do you say to that?
No, that's broad. I don't know. There's a couple of kids with mullets around that I could probably dispel that theory.
All right. Okay. Mullets. Tick.
I don't know.
I think it's been going on for a bit longer than just saying kids under 20. Yeah. As I say, if you're going out to Toomeala High School, we've talked about their bog standard uniform, which is pretty, as I say, they're probably taking on, doing a bit of cultural appropriation from Alabama or something. But they seem to have a lot of Aussiness about them. I think the saying things like that can be kind of dangerous. So I'm not having a go at you, Bufflin. I think that, you know, that's kind of the rhetoric that the bit of the old One Nation and stuff have lent into for the last 30 years, trying to get people to think about the fact, oh, you know, what does Australian culture mean anyway? And maybe it isn't this homogenous single nickname mulleted.
No, I'm not saying it as in they're bad for not being particularly Australian, but I just think it's fairly natural in a YouTube Shorts, TikTok-dominated society for young people that what used to be kind of cultural things that tied us together probably aren't so prevalent.
That's true. No monoculture anymore. Well, I mean, nicknames are a big thing. My daughter has to get a year 10 top for next year, and she wants to try to work out what to put on the back. And I'm like, well, what are all your nicknames? She's like, I don't really have any. And I was like, what? We're going to fix that.
Well,
Mrs. Dalrymple's not going on there?
No, none that I call her. I mean, I sometimes call her stinky, and I don't know why I started doing that, but I just that's right. what I call her. She's not stinky, never has been.
Right.
But that's what I call her. Not with the friends around, that would be instant death. Mm-hmm. Pain of death for me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Shepherd.
Do you want some beer soap for her?
Beer soap?
Some beer soap. I'll send some down. Yeah. We've been neglecting this for a while. Let's have a look at the dam levels around the country.
Down. The dad pants dam levels.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if we should start with the country aggregate, because that doesn't seem... I don't know.
That seems right. like the entire country's aggregate. That seems quite as broad as you could possibly be. That's like saying, what's the weather in Asia like today?
But what purpose does it serve, knowing what the country's aggregate dam levels are at? All right, Sydney, give yourself a round of applause. 99.7.
Holy moly.
Well done.
That's very nice.
Brisbane, 83.9. Melbourne, 72.2. Perth, 40.
Perth.
40 Perth.
God. Yeah, let's lift that. They're rookie numbers.
Darwin, 92. Canberra, 94.1. That's all right, isn't it?
I reckon if we check back in a week, the Brisbane ones will be up there, and I reckon the Canberra ones will be pushing 100 as well, because we got a ton of rain over the weekend. Good for the garden.
Oh, yes, very good. Hobart, 98.2. And Adelaide, it's 53%, but it's trending up.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, you know, I think
we've had very dry, very, very dry conditions out here until last week when we had more rain in, we had our March record in one day. 1st of March, beat the March record.
That is a great dad fact. Dad weather fact. Ooh, I'd be loving that. Like you'd sink your teeth into that one. Yeah, wow. So that's crazy.
I did maths in society, but I don't see how that adds up to a 67% national aggregate. Maybe it's other dams that aren't in capital cities thrown in there as well. Maybe they're dragging it down. But anyway, that's your dam level check, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Parker.
Not a problem.
I wonder if Perth are just going into, water restrictions. That's pretty low.
It is low. Coming out of summer, though.
Yeah, but when I moved to Canberra 20 years ago, where now, they had the dam levels under 40, and they had, how much water was being used each day on the side of the road. Like, it had a big sign, and it'd have dam level, water, we want you to use, how much was actually being used, so people were mindful of that. And then I think, by the time I got to 2010, it got back to 100. But that's pretty low.
Now, the
rain, sorry, can I just, before we get off rain, please. Rain's been good for the garden, but it's meant, sorry, it's a long segue.
Not trying to get off rain.
No, not at all.
I never would.
It's a lawn segue. So basically, because we had the whole heap of rain, it's actually made me care about my lawn again, because it's actually come good. Like, it's we've actually got a lot of thick and healthy growth. So we had a lot of rain, and then we had a lot of nice, good, humid weather, and now it's dried out again. But it's mean now that it's kind of come back in, it's motivated me actually go and fix up my irrigation system. So that's what I did this afternoon, and I hit about five heads this afternoon, and then just went, this is ridiculous. There's so much work here still to be done. So I'll keep you posted, but it's begun.
Yeah, chip away.
It's been a long-running story on the Dad Pants podcast. The irrigation system.
Well, this is the dad weather/rain thing that I did was I thought to myself today, walking around, because everything's come green very quickly in Canberra, I thought, I wish I had photos. I wish I took photos 2 weeks ago when everything was dry as. And I thought, well, that's the most daddest thing I've ever thought. I've reached a new level of dadness. Why would I need that to be like, here's photos before when it was dry. Now it's green, as if that's never happened and no one could picture that. Hard to picture.
But would the purpose be for you to hold it up while you're looking at the greenness, hold it up in front of your face so you can look at it and look back at the green.
Look at that. Look at what it used to look like.
Just go, bloody, no one look at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're getting old, fellas. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's getting old.
Grapple.
The next thing I need Ben for.
Oh.
Because it's a teenage, having teenage boy specific question. Oh. So I might have to save that.
What's their stink? It's around stink about. Like?
Oh, not even stink. It's like, well, I'll tease it here and Ben can tell me, but teenage boys spend a large amount of time in their rooms playing video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually in multiplayer scenarios with their friends. So they've got microphones and they're in group chats with their friends. I was going to ask Wigo, like, how aware are you when you go into your son's room that other kids might be listening to what you're saying? And if you do remember, how does that flavor how you say things?
What is the inevitability level on this? Like, is this just ubiquitous now? You can't get away from it?
Yeah. Do you mean, what do you mean, playing video games or being in group chats all the time?
Well, both, I suppose. Like, you know,
it's their equivalent the thing, to how much TV we would have watched as teenagers, basically.
Yeah, it's like talking on the phone with. We could talk to two people at once. Bloke, you know, broke everyone's brains, and you could do that. It's just that, but you can just, you know, call them horrible names as you shoot them. It is inevitable, though, Ellis, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So we'll find out if Ben listens to this, because he'll have an answer prepped, presumably, or it might be a shock to him when I ask him next episode. We'll find out.
I think both things are true. Even if he does listen, it'll be a surprise.
Sorry, Diggers podcast.
All right, well, look, let's go back, and we don't have to spend a lot of time on this, just first thoughts, but I want to go back to what this podcast meant to be about originally, which is the pants panel solving dad problems. And, you know, there's no Monty here anymore, so it's specifically my problems, I suppose. And this one is kids not quite getting what the issue is when you bring something up with them. And that's, like, having long showers at the moment is the issue, right?
Well, and dad levels are good. Why would they bother?
Yeah,
that's 96. A great point.
God, what's your problem?
Fucking hell. Have a long shower, old man. Just keep filling up.
We're not in still Perth, charged dad. For this water, though.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They don't go anything over 90, free for all. Free water.
Go for it, yeah.
Go nuts. Yeah. But, yeah, the argument is, like, can you please not have 15-minute, 20-minute showers? Like, I don't want to ask what you're doing in there, but...
You know what they're doing in there.
But also, like, I know you can go and daydream in the shower, I get it, but that's a long-ass daydream.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, can we just not have really long showers? And the thing is, now they've got money, they go, well, why don't I can give you money if you don't like it. And money's not the point. The point is just consideration for others. And that's just one example of kind of going, you know, like, I'll pay for things. It's not about the money. It's about, you know, you going off into the world. What's that?
It's the principle of the thing. It's the principality.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. I want to know, when you go out in the world, that you have some consideration for other people around you. That's basically what this is about. Yes.
I segue from that because I've been thinking about showers a lot lately as well. Except mine is that have you ever thought about the fact that realistically, like, our parents' generation is the first generation where most people had access to a shower? Like, that's how limited showers have actually been around for.
Yeah. Yeah. The family bath was their generation growing up.
Like, when they were young, like, baths were still the only option. Like, showers are such a recent invention.
Yeah, well, the shower
hot
option.
Showers.
Yeah, I was going to say the shower option was getting blasted with the hose out in the yard.
That's it. Like, a hot shower is a very, very modern convenience.
That's a great point.
They should appreciate.
Is that what you're saying? I should say.
Well, I think that's something. It's something to consider. The fact that this is their level of.
You got
how far we've come in technology.
Did you have a bath? Stu, do you have a bath?
Yeah.
Well, this is what you do. You just go, right, Sunday night, you're having a bath, but you're last. So dad has a bath first.
You're last. Dad goes first, then mum, Then the oldest. Water, then the youngest.
Same water. I'm turning same the water off. Turning the water off at the tap, so you can't even get, put any water in. There you go. Enjoy.
That's right.
I'm make going fake first. Newspapers. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Just to say, damn levels, 15%.
I'm one going up first, the week and per I family. Smell a lot like my dad today.
Yeah, I'm bathing once a week from now on.
All right. So, act even older and crustier is your advice, basically. Yeah. All right. Okay. I can do it.
Back in my day, but pretend you're their grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lean into the crust.
Literally.
Yeah. In you get.
All right. You may be surprised by this, but I'm moving a topic that's been on this rundown for the last four episodes to next month. Let's get moved back.
All right.
But I do want to mention a new dad commandment I want to get out there. It's a three-word commandment. And it might be my most important commandment at this point. Three words, help or move. Right? If I'm doing something and you're just kind of loitering around me, help or move. I'm not interested in you being around me if I'm rushing around doing a job, but you're like just there. And you're not helping, but you're also standing in the way. This is. I'm going to say it. It's a crime against dads. And I'm mainly talking kitchen here because that's where I do a lot of my
kitchen. This was my first, yeah.
Don't come into the kitchen while I'm cooking and just stand there. If I'm cooking, you're helping or you're out of the way, and that's just all there is to it. Am I getting any pushback here?
Nope. Oh. Absolutely. 100% consensus. This help or move.
Do you have kitchen loiterers in your house?
Yes.
Very much so.
Yes. Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. It's the most common thing I say. Ignore the food. That's right. Ignore the food. Like, okay, you're in the way. I'm going to hit myself on the freezer because I'm going to forget you're there and turn around into the freezer door. It's happened before. Why are you in here?
And I'll tell you what probably tipped me over the edge. My wife's resting stance is chicken wings.
Oh, arms out. So
hands on hips, elbows out.
Wing. Yeah. She's got wingspan.
And that's just increasing kind of volume in the kitchen, really.
That's
preventing you. As well, just to...
Yeah. That might be protective, Buckland, knowing that you're going to drop an elbow or a hip. Get ready.
Or, you know. Hardest thing, or a grumble. It's just she's there ready with an elbow. If I start going, fucking stand in the way, you can chop something. Why don't you?
It's the best thing of like every time I have to turn around with a boiling pot of something, there is a child there. I don't know how they do it. There's no one anywhere for hours. And then, when everything's at that point, the critical point, I've got three things on the go and they're all going to be ready at the same. Now, everyone's in the kitchen having a good time.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Probably wouldn't be that much of a problem if I didn't have headphones on blasting something really loud. So I'd have no actual awareness of what's happening around me.
But you just reminded me, you've just reminded me of what I'm annoyed about. It's around dinner time as well. Is my children being like French princesses in their rooms waiting for me to come to tell them dinner's ready? Because I can't call out to them because they've got headphones on. But every time I go, dinner's ready, they just say, and what is for dinner? Every time. I'm like, just come and eat dinner. Right. You could have helped, but that's every time is you got to wait till I invite you. You must be invited cordially to dinner.
Yes.
You better be ready when they come out of the room. If it's not ready, then straight back in the room. Like literally, it's not going to be ready until 35 seconds.
Steaming
time.
On the table.
Yeah. I'm going to go back. Yeah. And
we're recycling gripes.
Yes. Oh, we're recycling gripes, yes.
But also, I don't know if this will turn out on the audio file, but you glitched a bit while you were telling us that. So it sounded on our end like you said,
You know what annoys me? When my children are French. So.
Well, okay.
All right. I get that.
I hate the French.
Yes. Now, what about some Matt's Health Corner? I've got a problem with the name of this segment now, though, I should say.
Yeah.
Because last month in Matt's Health Corner, Matt left the segment altogether, which is not a traditional thing people do in segments that bear their name. So that's one thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But also the Health Corner bit suggests a kind of fulsome conversation about men's health issues, but all it really is now is just asking Rich and Ben whether they've pushed some poo into a tube and popped it in the post.
Yeah.
So, Matt, do you want to do the honours?
Yes, please. Ellis, have you done your poop test yet?
No.
What is? How can you say no after Juz? That Juz speech last week.
I've been busy and eating lots of beans. I think that's... I'm smelling not like my dad. This is a concerning thing. Like, I'm worried about what's going to come out of here.
If you send your poo away, it'll come back.
They're going to say you got Murrayitis. Yeah, that's right.
They'll say, nice try, Murray. We know it was you.
You said this last week.
I used to make little graphic tiles for social media with quotes from episodes, just random quotes out of context. So I think I might need to make one that says, I've been busy and eating a lot of beans, Richard. I think that's probably a good one to put out.
I'll get it done before I go to Bali. Okay. There we go. Going away for the Easter holidays, so I'll do it before then. It'll be done. That's.
Does Matt need to go and get Juz to rouse on you some more or what?
Look, Juz took her time as well, all right? Everyone does it at their own pace. Let's not force anyone. Everyone's got their own agenda, their own limit. Although I did see it today and I looked at the date that it was sent and it was... We're coming up to the 12-month mark. I'm like, holy shit, I really need to get this in now. But it was May last year that it came, so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think within 12 months is not acceptable. It's something I can live with.
I don't think Ben would be the sort of person who would use family health as an excuse to duck this podcast, but it's a little convenient he's not here to answer this question either, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. All right, Ben, I'll take this one for the team.
Yeah. All right. What do you say, Matt? What do you say in Matt's Health Corner to this news?
I don't want to bring the mood down a lot, but, you know, as we pointed out on the chat was that, you know, Dawson from Dawson's Creek sadly passed away with bowel cancer. And he was a year older than us?
He was Dawson.
He had, yeah, and he had an issue and then it sort of came back and he said, oh, I just cut coffee out of my diet. I thought I was having too much coffee and I didn't get tested soon enough. And it's like, well, that's very dad-like. And he said, if only I had have ignored the fact that I started to smell like my own dad and got my bowel screen and pushed a stick into poop and sent it away. You know, I'm paraphrasing.
Well, I think Rich... Sure
that was on his headstone, wasn't it?
Very wide.
I think, Rich, if he were here, he'd say to you very directly, you don't want to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's it. No more after that. Just, you don't want to wait.
I get it. It's good.
You don't want to wait. I'm not trying to be tested.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
The world, eh? The world. There's no doubt about it. It's pretty fucked. Everywhere you look, this is fucked, that's fucked. It's enough to give you the shits. This podcast is here to save you precious time. You don't have to read long articles or watch long videos to get your news. You'll find out right here what's fucked today
on your podcast app.
Now all the fun stuff's over, the, you know, bowel cancer chat and all that. Now it's time to get into some depressing gear.
Huh.
Well, I mean, maybe it won't all be depressing, but it's anxiety-inducing, let's say that. Now, Matt has a bit of a bad RDT story. Should we save that to last? Well, what do you tell me, Matt? Because do you have much from your Hobart trip you want to tell us?
Not really. We did go to Hobart for our 20-year anniversary. That was delightful. My wife immediately turned into an old person years. And just
bloody hell.
Wanted just to talk about how good Hobart is. And, oh, you know, if anyone's coming to Hobart, they better eat this exact food. Because every boomer we spoke to that about going to Hobart told us where to eat. And you've got to go to this place and have a pie. And then you've got to eat dinner at this pub. And we're just like, okay. Whatever. But yeah, she did that immediately. She loved it. It was lovely. It's how can I put it? It's probably the least diverse place I've been to in a while, if I can phrase it like that. It's a lot of old people.
So just pie shops, no kebabs or sushi or curries to be had.
I think the population might have a bit of diversity, but certainly the tourists don't. There was not much happening in way of... There was just a lot of older people there, swilling their white wine. But anyway, it was lovely. We had a lovely time. I did have some RDT, you know, as always, keeping you up to date with my RDT of arriving to airports and giving us enough time. But both back...
I don't want to speak ill of the absent, but you asked... this group, what time you should leave in the morning. And somebody, I thought, gave a disgusting answer that was nowhere near RDT appropriate.
But that's what time
but
we ended
up leaving.
But I'll leave
that there. That doesn't need to be...
Yeah, okay. If he's not here to defend himself. but you were... I was getting live, you know, live... There was live check-ins. And Stu, you're getting very concerned that there was not enough time to even get to the gate. We're not leaving enough time. We had plenty of time.
Well, it's easy to feel that way once you know the gate exists.
That's true. But I will say, both there and back, people got on the plane, onto the plane, after the plane was scheduled to depart. Now, think about that in real dad times. One of them was a group of like six family members. We had to wait for them. The plane waited. What is going on? I felt like saying, excuse me, I'm a dad. What are you doing?
Yes.
RDT. What's the point of RDT? You're literally.
Yeah. We were
sitting at the front too. So I was hearing the steward saying, we'll give them 5 more minutes. I was like, 5 more minutes? We're already five minutes after our supposed takeoff time. What is this? And then on the way back,
that
the same
shouldn't
thing.
Bother you. That's a Ceph. That's a somebody else's fault.
I know that, but what the I'm plane, saying is they all got on the plane.
Yeah, like, good.
They were 5 minutes late and they still got on the plane. Now, what if you were the dad in that situation? Like, can you sue them for affecting your stance on real dad time? They're going to say, actually, we don't have to be there early. We can be there late and still get on the plane.
It brings the whole bloody system down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
That's
and on the way back, again, we're sitting at the front and they said they've got 10 minutes. They had 10 minutes beyond the actual takeoff point. 10 minutes. Flabbergasted.
Did you tart and shake your head?
I think I was just stunned. Like, all the changes, the tetrising of all the how my whole worldview had been shifted. I had to be, I was just processing.
Yeah. I think you should, it's probably a shortish flight, but at some point in the flight, just going up to him and just went down and going, are you a dad?
Are you a real dad? Yeah. Just take me through it. Yeah. I wanted to know, through it. What actually happened? This is a safe space. Just tell me what happened. What time did you leave the house?
Yeah. Maybe this is it. We don't know everyone's circumstances. There might have been some very Scotch guarding to do that, you know, you just couldn't wait. That you don't know.
Yeah.
We can't assume that everyone's.
It was going to rain, like you said, heavy rain on the way. Got to fertilize.
Fertilize, absolutely. You got to aerate and fertilize. Like, if that's an option.
Yeah.
Then that's where this excuses real dad time. These are the permutations we need to accept.
Is your faith in RDT really shaken?
I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore.
What if the next pilot, is it really just, because, what if the next pilot says, we're leaving on time, and you've gone, oh, well, it's all right, 5 minutes late's fine.
Well, I'm not going to do let's not be silly here.
Then it's not shaken. It's not shaken if you're still going to.
If my kids were there, that's what they would, they're going to be that's the thing, it shakes the ground that we stand on.
Precedent.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, that's fair.
You don't need that.
That's very fair.
I don't need it.
We don't need that.
We'll tell you this. More, Justine had no awareness. She had no awareness that was all happening. I was locked in. I was doing Dad's Proud. I knew exactly what was going on.
Can I tell you a little RDT thing that was quite hurtful to me?
Yeah.
My wife had an appointment, and I said, I was working from home that day, not particularly hard. So I said, well, I'll take you. We'll go and grab some lunch somewhere. Said, all right, I've got to be there at 11. And I went, all right, okay, all good. 15-minute drive, no problem. We'll leave at 11:40, give us 5 minutes to find a park. That should be enough. That's good. That's reasonable RDT. No airports involved, just driving somewhere and find a park. That's reasonable, isn't it? So, yeah, all good. So get to like 10:35. She doesn't look ready. It doesn't really look ready. No shoes on. No shoes are on at all. I'm going, what's doing? Ready to leave? Yeah, nearly. All right. 10:40 comes around. She ain't ready. She ain't ready. I'm going, it's like, are we all right? What's going on? It'll be fine, don't worry. Okay. 10:45.
Yeah.
No. 10:48 we leave. And we're driving there, and I'm just going, why aren't you worried about being late? Oh, it's 11:15, the appointment.
Wow, did she RDT you?
She's factored in that. She's RDT'd you. You've been RDT'd.
She RDT'd me. Me of all people.
Of all people. Yeah, that's right. How did it feel?
I don't think she even.
How did it feel to be on the other side?
Unnecessary for a start. Unnecessary.
True.
But also, I think part of RDTing someone is never admitting that you're RDTing them.
No, that's true.
Why do that? What do you get out of that?
So now you're going to be adding on another 15 minutes every time, and that may not actually exist. So, as I say, it's the precedent. It's exactly the same thing that we're seeing in Maddie's scenario. You're setting, you're destroying the entire precedent of the system.
Yeah. So but I don't know. I've never done anything to deserve to be RDT'd like that. I'm always ready. I'm always ready. I don't understand it. It was never explained. So. I don't know, I kind of want to walk away feeling like I've learned a lesson, is that what it's like to RDT someone? But I would never tell them. There's no need to tell them. They'll never know.
They will never know. They will know.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that you would have been stressed, even though it's not your appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, it really has no bearing on me if she's late for her appointment. But also... Like, you know, we make jokes, but it is like a bit of an anxiety-inducing thing to be late. I find anyway. So I just got, it's like, I didn't want to sound annoyed. So I'm just going to go, casually just go, not bothered about being late to appointments these days? Or what's going on?
You know, reversed you.
I find if your voice is high, then no one can accuse you of being annoyed. Anyway.
You ask a question about another real dad tightness, I suppose I want to call it. I'm heading down to Melbourne for a concert, and there is flights at $340, or I can get an overnight bus for $11.50. One way. Where do you stand on this?
How long's the bus trip, please?
9 hours.
Right.
9 hours?
Leaves at 10:30, gets there.
Makes sense, I guess.
I mean, I would be advocating for you to leave for the airport 9 hours before the flight anyway, so you're not really saving any time.
Well, now I know I can turn up 15 minutes late and I'll still get on board.
Oh, you'll get on board. It's happening. It's starting
already. Sloppy. It's just sloppy now. I'm just, I don't care anymore. I'm one turn to the airport.
Yeah.
Is that Rex policy? Wow. Ring up and see if that's Rex policy.
$11.50 for a bus trip versus $340.
Can you imagine?
Where's the dad tightness begin and end? Like,
well, I was going to say 9 hours worth of dad farts on that bus, because you know it's just dads. On an overnight 9 hour bus trip.
Dads and junkies. And pensioners getting the results of their bow screen in Melbourne.
Oh. And delivering it because they don't trust the post.
So what are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards the bus. Like, That's a big difference. That's a big chunk of coin. Like, for me, like, I can sleep on a bus, and it means that I can leave on. So the concert's on the Saturday. I can leave on Thursday night. Skies are Friday, and then so I've got Friday to recover. I'll arrive in Melbourne Friday morning, and then I'll fly home on the Sunday afternoon. So I'll still get a flight back. I'm not crazy, but.
No, that's fair. If you go on flight one way, then bus is more agreeable than an 18-hour round trip, I suppose.
Well, as I say, we're getting up around the flight back's substantially less. Like, you know, we're on the fair ladder here, people. So we're moving our way well up. So that flight going down is my problem. So,
but it's the whole family going on the bus.
Well, it's just me. See, this is the thing. I don't care. It's just me. So I'm on the bus.
You know what else that is then, don't you? Super alone time.
Nine hours of just me and my farts and pensioners with bow screens.
And the person next to you farting away as well.
Oh, man.
What's the concept? Julie.
Tism.
Tism, of course.
Yeah. So I've missed every other show and I just can't justify
missing
everything. So I was like, I'm going to make the effort for this one. So and there's.
I find as you also have
a bus story for everyone on the bus that you're on the bus for $11.50 versus $340, and they're all to hear this. Look at that, that's amazing.
Just working his way up the aisle.
Yeah, hey, you working your way through the bus.
Yeah, you look familiar. Have I told you yet? Yeah.
Excuse me, driver. Can I just grab this for a sec? Hello, my name's Richard. I just wanted to tell you a story about my fare. Thank you very much.
Just let me check my change here. Yeah, I gave it 20. There's $9.50 here. That's great. All right.
I think we should pull the difference between the airfares and this bus trip. Everyone. And put it all black. Straight to the crowd. Everyone all black.
Yeah, that's found money, Ellis. That's found money.
Found money. How can I not gamble that away? I've saved myself a fortune.
Well, that's right. Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, take the bus down.
So, real dad tightness. Is that a...
Yeah.
The other RDT?
Especially if it's just you. Like, whatever. If it's just you...
I think if you're confident you can sleep, then what difference does it make?
I'm quite happy to sit there and listen to a book. Like, you know, that'll be the... And if I doze, I doze. I don't think I'll sleep. But, you know, it's that kind of... It's not going to be comfortable. I'm very well aware of that.
Mm.
We're not talking about the... It's not a sleeper bus or something that you get in some of these foreign countries. It'll be the good old Greyhound or the V-Line as we've got around here.
Yeah. It sounds a bit rude, doesn't it?
When was the first time you V-lined?
All right, Matt. We're deep in RDT Maya. Take us home with the story you've been sizzling.
So this is a friend of ours who we went to school with, Pete, and his family. This is a RDT story to chill your bones. Actually ties in well with your fair issues too, Ellis. They were in Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK. They went over there for 6 weeks, I think, over the Christmas holidays. And they had RDT. They had to leave Newcastle and get to London. And so they booked the train months in advance, worked out the RDT for it all.
What was that bumper, if you don't mind me asking?
The buffer was substantial.
Substantial,
Hour, 4 hours or something like that. Four hours,
beautiful, yep.
Was the RDT worked out months in advance as well?
I believe the RDT was factored in as the first, like to reverse what time's the flight.
At time of purchase.
Okay, yep. What's the time of travel? Let's add 4 hours to that so we make sure we're there. Okay, yes. Are you ready for this?
Mm.
Snowstorm. Snowstorm 2026 comes through, the heaviest snow they've had in 25 years. In the north,
no.
They wake up in the morning and they check and they say, no trains, no trains for you, no trains for anyone. So they got an Uber from Newcastle upon Tyne.
To London. To
Heathrow
straight
Airport.
To the airport. Jesus.
Holy shit.
With all their luggage.
Did he drop the number on you?
Well, do you want an estimate, and I'll say if it's a lower.
So what date? So it wasn't a holiday date or anything like that. It was
surge
just
pricing.
No. It was no. I don't think so. I don't think so. But
I'm going to say
450 k's.
I'm going to say
something like that.
I'm going to say £1,200
or lower.
What about you, Stu? Yeah, I think it was around 13 or lower. If I do my maths, I think it's lower.
Oh, so lower in pounds but higher in Aussie dollars.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. Yep. So they had to drop that just because RDT doesn't counter for snow to stop your four-hour buffer from being just barricaded.
Wow.
So I think about weather, that.
Weather fucks you. That's what it comes back around to. Everything, that's this whole podcast. Weather just screws you over every time.
But this is, there's a theme running through here, which is trying to shake our foundations. You've had yours shaken by a late day.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, if he's there going, his foundations are surely shaken because he's there going, I did 4 hours. I did everything I possibly could, and it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
The only thing I'd say there is that I probably would, given that situation, give myself that extra day. I think that getting from Newcastle to London, I know it's expensive and I know it's annoying. But that would be my, if I knew that was our return flight home, I'd be there the day before. And I know that's maybe an unrealistic RDT for some people, but for Europe dad, Europe family budget dad, it'll be worth the extra money in the long run to have that comfort. I'll sleep well in London before I jump on the plane.
That's where I
9-hour
bus. I didn't bring that up
from the.
Didn't bring that up, but I thought the same.
It's a mega bus, jolly.
Well, obviously, you left so 4 hours. 9-hour bus, that's kind of, you've got a slim hope that the pilot will wait 4 hours for you to turn up, you know, Tasmania style.
Just incredible. Oh, but yeah, that was, that's, oh, that yeah. is, yeah, real dad time to the Mac. Hey, they made
that's
the flight.
It's a tough one. I'm not.
No.
They made the flight. That's awesome. They see, that would have been a killer.
They would have dropped more money not getting on the flight. Simple as that.
Yeah, well, that's it. Absolutely. And, you know, that depends on, you know, how your travel insurance works out. You might be able to get a bit back, but I seriously doubt it. I don't think
I don't think so. Not for snow.
Stop up
for
a was lucky that they could get through the roads. More roads weren't closed from snow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Imagine they got the Uber, paid the price, and then they got stuck in traffic and missed the... Because the roads are pretty terrible at the best of times, let alone through snow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Unbelievable.
If you're still with us and you're not, you know, vomiting somewhere, thank you for listening.
Yes. Oh, can I just
know
add
I said
one
that
more
you
thing?
Should be getting there. That.
Oh yeah.
The day before, I've got one more thing to add. A very specific dad behavior I saw at airports, which. Where we were stationed.
Is this, hang on, sorry, before you tell us, is this going to, like, you know, turn our RDT frowns upside down a little?
I think so. I think you'll enjoy this as a dad behavior because it was, I thought, the first time I saw it, I thought, that's a weird thing to do. And then I just kept seeing dads doing it. So in Hobart, in the airport, they had free, and the same in Sydney, I think, free water stations, right? And where we were, where we were at the airport on the way home,
that's fair enough.
We had hours in the airport on the way home. We were well in advance of the Tasmanian travel system. It's beautiful. You should go have a pie. The free water station. I saw no fewer than 7 dads turn up, see a free water station. We can just fill up your bottle, but have water in their bottle already. So to get the most value out of that water station, they sculled their bottle of water and filled it up. I saw, like, the first time I saw it, I thought, that's pretty funny. And then it just kept, it was all dads, always dads. We're getting value for money here. I'm going to chug. I'm not going to fill up. I've got a third of this bottle. I might as well drink all of that now so I can get a full refill. I was like, wow, some dude had a whole bottle. He drank a whole bottle to get a free to get refill his full bottle.
That, like, you gotta love dads, don't you? Even like, oh, when are we ever going to see water again? We got to use this opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, but then guaranteed the next time anyone's bottle's empty, should have filled it up at the airport. When we had it there, you got to fill it up when you see it.
Yeah.
Not only you should have filled it up, you should have drank all the water in your bottle first, and then filled it up. Maximum water capacity in your body. Like 7 or 8. I was impressed. Yes. No real dad time in the toilet.
Oh, well, yeah. That's it. Well, that's something else to consider, isn't it? At an airport. Yeah.
That's a bit wazzing.
Liter of water
before
you get on the plane.
Yeah, wow.
All right. Listen, everybody, these are trying times. Is the world going to end? Who knows? One bloke's determined to make the world end so he doesn't have to deal with other things that are happening. That appears to be what's going on, you know. Yep. I'm in the news. I don't like that news. Let's make some even bigger news. Mm-hmm. And a lot of shooty-shooty bang-bangs.
Hmm.
Look, us telling disgusting RDT stories isn't really helping improve your mood. I know. I apologize for that. But look, it can only get better from here. We've heard tales of horror, and I'm still here. I'm still in the RDT camp, boys. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we... No way. I'm actually thinking that should be our business venture, Buckland. If we release an RDT app so that dads immediately put in where they've got to go, where they are,
and it
calculates automatically exactly and best routing. And then how you get there. Zing.
Wow.
But yeah, don't call it best routing, but it's... Yeah. Again, take this discussion off air, Buckland.
Dad routing.
Someone will steal it.
I think dad routing is the app that everyone needs to get.
Yes.
Real dad time, the app.
Dad route is a great...
All right. Don't steal that. Or if you do...
Dad route.
Yeah.
And don't let the fact that neither of us know coding and won't have the first idea how to get this off the ground make you think you can steal that easily.
No. Ideas.
No.
All right, dads. Better. Thank you, boys. Farewell.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
This is an Angry Chimp podcast.
'Help or move.'
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.